This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you on this morning?
Oh, good morning there, Brad. Heading back into work. It feels like I've been on vacation. And granted, I took a few days. Wednesday was the last day I went to work, right? Wednesday? Yeah. But all this PTO time, it made me think a couple of times about your transition to retirement and how you said it took you about a week to adjust. And just as I am adjusting, here I am going back to work this morning. It's funny how it doesn't take much in changing your schedule to throw you off. You gotta pause a second in the morning to make sure, you know, it all feels routine, but you just gotta kind of think, okay, is this right? I know it's silly, just getting up and getting ready and getting out the door. And I didn't even pack a lunch today. With grazing day for the group tomorrow, and then today being the only work day, or lunch day otherwise, I figured I'd just go out for lunch today. But yeah, things are pretty good. How was your weekend?
My weekend was kind of busy. Thursday. Did I babysit Thursday? I think I babysat on Thursday. Friday was just busy doing stuff. Saturday, made some 7-layer magic cookie bars and some molasses crinkles. Yesterday, I shot in the morning. God, it was so cold down in Sandusky. Windy, too. Oh, my God. And then came home and made some bourbon balls. And what else did I make? Russian tea cakes.
Wow, it sounds like you're really going to town with the cookies. I know Lynn bought some ingredients to make some cookies, but she hasn't made them yet. I don't know if I said something to discourage her, but I made a comment about how we don't really need the cookies in the house. I think she's still going to make them, but I'm not sure when. We're supposed to have some people over for New Year's, so she might end up waiting until we get past Christmas, even though, Christmas cookies, they're not traditional cutouts. I think they have, like, Andy's mints and stuff in them, at least the ones that she wanted to make. Otherwise, she wasn't going crazy. So I didn't get a chance to tell you. I stopped in at Facebook Marketplace seller's house, and I ended up buying that manual tuner. And I ended up buying that multi-reader, which wasn't part of the original plan. Excuse me. But I went over there, and I spent about an hour over there. We got to chatting, met the ham radio operator, the husband. We had a good chat, the three of us, him and his wife, and showed me his radio station, and we got to talking about, why he was getting rid of stuff and that code reader, multi-reader device, and he suggested a price that I couldn't refuse. So I ended up taking both that day.
Oh, that's very cool. I know I said this before, I really need to start looking there regularly, and I haven't. Because I know I do have some HF privileges as a technician, so it'd be kind of cool to at least get started, and then once I get my general, be able to expand that. Speaking of radios, I finally had to contact Redivis in order to get the tool in order to do the firmware update, because I was playing with that over the weekend, and they sent me what appears to be the update. I haven't opened it yet or played with it because I've been busy doing other stuff over the weekend.
Okay, when you say a tool, is this a physical tool, or is this an application that you're referring to?
It's an application that I needed, and when I went online and I looked at a couple of YouTube videos, this one guy in particular said, you know, it should be here when you download the firmware update. Well, it wasn't there when I downloaded the firmware update, and I thought maybe because when I opened it, did I extract it? I thought I did because it was a zip file, but it wasn't there, and I need this piece of software in order to do the update. So it's in my email, excuse me, and hopefully today I can try that and see if it fixes the volume thing. And I've also noticed when I'm listening to other, other stations that's on scan, and someone will be talking, and it'll automatically go back to scan after a brief pause on that station, and I'm trying to figure out why. I don't know if there's a delay I need to put in there or something.
Okay. I think I got all of that. I am getting a little bit of packet loss the way I'm coming in today. As always, I'm relying on the Internet. But what I think I'm hearing is that you need to potentially switch from a time-operated scan to a carrier-operated scan, or presume. A carrier-operated zoom versus time-operated resume. So in your menu system, maybe it would be a COR on or off, but essentially that's the phrasing I would look for, or something to that extent. So basically, as it's scanning, does it wait 5 seconds and then just move on regardless, or does it wait for that signal to drop and then go on? Is that the setting you're thinking you need to change?
Exactly, because I think it might be timed, because it seems pretty consistent. You know, it'll lock on a channel, you'll hear people talking, and then it automatically resumes onto its scan. And so I don't get a chance to say, oh, I'd like to listen to what these guys are saying, and then, you know, turn off the scan. So that's what I think I need to look into.
Yeah, I always find it interesting when radio manufacturers make some of the settings the default. I personally would agree with you that if I start to listen to a conversation, I want to hear the end of it. But I suppose if you are using that radio in a priority situation where maybe you only had 3 channels and you wanted to make sure that you were always hearing that activity, you could get back to it, albeit there would be that so many second delay, at which point you could then stop scanning. Unlike, you know, your normal scanners that have priority channels, I don't know if that radio does. A lot of ham radios do not. But, sounds like you're making some progress. It's unfortunate that it wasn't just a quick, easy install the firmware and see if it made any difference for you. All right, I'll pause here a second to see if anyone else is joining us this morning. This is K2PCV.
KC2NVM, good morning. In scan, some radios that if you key the mic, it'll stop scanning, so you can pause it. That might be a setting to look for also.
Good morning, KC2NVM. I will definitely look into that too, because sometimes I'll just be sitting here doing something with the computer, and the conversation sounds interesting, and it just kicks off. So, I'll have to try that too.
Because I know my little Yaesu handheld is like that. If it's in scan and you hear a conversation, you can just flip the mic, and it'll stop the scan feature. and if you then I have to key it back into scan if I want it to scan again.
Yeah, that's another one of those features that, you know, if you start transmitting on a frequency thinking that you're jumping into that conversation, that's probably the worst thing you want, right, is for it to scan off to a, you know, another one of the memory channels. And, yeah, and then you lose that conversation.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes what I've had to do is at least catch the call sign, or at least most of it, and then stop the scan and then turn it to that channel, and then continue listening to their conversation, because some of them are kind of interesting.
So speaking of that, now that you have, you know, capability to scan 440 in addition to the 2 meters as you had before, are you finding that you're getting much more content? Do you see a difference in the split between the two and the amount of activity between the bands?
Definitely a lot more activity, whether it's the 2 meter band or the 70 centimeter band. I'd have to look into that more. I'd have to look into that deeper to see if I'm seeing more. Obviously, I'm hearing a lot more conversations just because I'm scanning both bands at the same time.
Yeah, there used to be a definite favoring of 2 meter band, 20 years ago. I don't know if that's the case anymore. I think it might have switched over to 70 centimeters. At least that's where I hear quite a bit of activity these days. And it used to be interesting because I would talk to people and they'd be, oh, yeah, 440 is where it's at. That's all it is. I don't even know if we've got a 2 meter repeater around here. And I used to think that was so strange. I can't see us having one over the other, but I could see how some areas, especially how densely populated it is, could start to favor one band over the other.
Yeah, what I need to do is set up the A side for, say, 2 meter, and then set up the B side for 70 centimeter, and then scan one or the other and see if there's more activity. There's one thing I'd like to do over the Christmas holiday, because Christmas will be kind of quiet. It'll just be Karen and I, that I can spend some time doing some manual programming with the computer, with this radio.
Oh, yeah. You'll have a lot of fun. And rolling into the parking lot here today, I don't want to say it's a ghost town, but it seems a little lighter than a regular week for a Monday. Obviously, we had a Bills game yesterday. I don't know if that's affecting it, but I think holiday in general is what's making the difference. And thinking about programming, in my Yesu here, what I do is I program both A and B with all the same channels. And what I'll do is either I'll have A scan a smaller subset, which this radio just happens to have that capability, and then on the B side, I'll scan everything, or I'll let A sit on a dedicated channel, like I'll let it sit on my node or whatever I happen to be listening to. Maybe I'm monitoring the fire department, and then I'll have the other VFO to scan everything else. Just some different configurations, and if there's a way to switch those on the fly, that would be kind of cool to know for your radio. All right, I'll turn it back to Jeff. And listen along here for another couple minutes. I've got 6:42.
So I sent Kits for Ham an email with an order form for a Sherry Pie. And then last night I got the email going, hey, here's your invoice. And so I have a Sherry Pie on the way. Hopefully, they did say they're having a little bit of an issue of like a week for radios to come in, but they're like, here's your invoice, and we should be ready to go. So I'm kind of excited.
If Kits for Hams is telling you a week, I would say two things. One, that is the norm. And because I think I've purchased three Bryans from them now. And, yeah, you always have that exchange to get the invoice, make the payment. Okay, your order's placed. It's being processed, and it'll be a week before they ship. It seems always the case. It's interesting. But, otherwise, as long as you don't mind a week or two, you should get that with no problem. That's awesome.
With that being said, we leave for North Carolina for a week, a couple days after Christmas. So then I'm thinking it's horrible to have a whole bunch of things sitting on my porch.
Yeah, you don't want to have stuff sitting on your porch for very long. So what are you going to do with this, what do you call it, cherry? Not cherry pie, but it's a pie type? Computer?
Negative, Ghost Rider. It is a Raspberry Pi hat that turns into a all-star notebook. And from that also can be a Echo Link node, as far as I know. But it does go on a Raspberry Pi 4. But it'll be a self-contained unit with an antenna that I can transmit to and then connect to the internet.
I see. All right. That sounds pretty cool. So you're going to create your own node like Ross and Travis.
Correct. And I did go with the UHF version.
All right, guys. I got 6:46, so I'm... already run over here this morning. I think the UHF version is a good choice. And I guess you could always have that redirected if, you know, you contact them, tell them you're going to be out of town. You can have it sent here. You can have it sent to probably one of us. So we can play with it in the meantime. But I'm going to say 73, and I wish you guys a good morning. This is K2PCB.
73 is everyone. KC2 NPM clear.
73 KC2.